Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So what if, we learned in Mishnah Aleph, that a person is supposed to do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th, and what if you didn't? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Botkin or Arba. So of course, ideally, you should do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th, Uba Arba or Shachar, but, Shachris, but if you miss Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th, you could do it instead on the night of the, on the morning of the 14th. Meaning the next morning you could wake up and do Bedikas Chametz. This over here, the U does not mean Vav can mean and in Judaism or can mean or. So over here it's not that you're doing it and the morning of the 14th, but if you didn't do it on the night of the 14th, then you do it on the morning of the 14th. U b'shas habiur, and if you didn't even do it in the morning, then you have to do it at the time of the biur of Chametz, which is in the sixth hour of the day. Meaning that's called the time of biur because the Chum say they have to destroy all Chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. As we're going to see soon, and obviously when we talk about hours, we're talking about Shalos Manios. So if at the end of that sixth hour, when the Chametz becomes Asur Midoraisa, you still didn't do Bedikas Chametz, well then it's too late. Don't do Bedikas Chametz, because you might come to find Chametz, and then you'll just grab it and eat it. And so we don't want you looking for Chametz once Chametz is ready Asur. We only want you looking for Chametz while it's still Mutter. The Chacham Momrim, and the Chum say, Lo Badagor Arba Asur, if a person didn't look on the night of the 14th, Yivdok bar ba'asar, then he should look in the daytime. Lo badok bar ba'asar, if he didn't look in the daytime, yivdok b'toch ha'moed, then you should still do Bedikas Chametz, even in the middle of Yom Tov. Lo badok b'toch ha'moed, and not only that, if you didn't do Bedikas Chametz at all over Pesach, yivdok li'achar ha'moed, you should search for Chametz even after the Yom Tov. That's how the simple reading is, that's even after the Yom Tov. Meaning, Chum say, you have to look for Chametz even after the time where Chametz becomes Asr, and they're not worried that you're going to come to eat the Chametz, because, you know, Hu'atzma Mechazer Lel L'Sorfo, he's only looking for it to destroy it, so when you're looking to accomplish something, to destroy something, we're not concerned that you're going to come to eat it. And then we said that even after Pesach, because Chametz that a Jew owned over the course of Pesach is going to be Asr to use after Pesach, that's the Isser called Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach. So in order to avoid Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach, you have to search out even Chametz that might have been there over Pesach. So if you did a Bedikas Chametz on the night or the morning of the 14th, so you could leave aside enough to eat until the time of the Yisra'chilis Chametz comes. So how do you do that? Masha Meshayer, whatever Chametz you're leaving aside to eat after the Bedika, even in our cases, right? We do Bedikas Chametz at night, but we still have breakfast the next morning. So you put that in a safe location, so that it doesn't, you're not going to have to go searching for it, because if it goes and gets scattered, it gets schlepped around all over the place, so then that would be a problem. So you want to put it somewhere that's secure, that you know that animals aren't going to get to it, and that it's just safe, and it's going to stay where it is meant to stay. So now, Mishnah Dalet, on a Daraisa level, you're even allowed to eat and get Hanah from Chametz up until Chatzos of Erev Pesach, and at that point it becomes Asr to own Chametz, and you have to get rid of it. So Rebbe Meir Omer, Ochlim Kol Chametz, you could keep eating Chametz through the fifth hour of the day. V'sar from Tichel Shesh, you should burn the Chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. Even though Midar Raisa, it's Mutter until after 6 hours are over, the Chum were afraid that you might, you know, they didn't have watches, and they were looking at the sun, and the Chum were afraid that on a cloudy day especially, that you might get confused, and you might continue to eat a little bit too late, and therefore they said, you know what, burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour, stop eating already before the sixth hour, so that you don't run the risk of violating an Isra of Chametz. And Rabbi Yehuda is even more machmir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochlim Kol Arba, you can only eat through the fourth hour of the day, so on a perfect 6 to 6 day, it means that you can only eat until 10 o'clock in the morning, Vitolim Kol Chamesh, and then between 10 and 11 in the morning, you can't eat the Chametz, but you don't have to destroy it yet. V'sarfim b'tchil ha'sheish, and you should burn the Chametz at about 11 o'clock in the morning when it's the beginning of the sixth hour. So the Rabbi Yehuda takes an even stronger position. The Gemara discusses that they're probably arguing about how much of a mistake a person is likely to make when calculating the time of day that it is. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds your search for Chametz really on Erev Pesach at night. If you didn't, then you search in the morning. If you didn't, then you search at Shas Abir. But after that, you don't search anymore. Whereas the Chum say, no, even if you didn't search at the right time, you even search for Chametz during Pesach. Because we're not concerned you're going to come to eat the Chametz when you find it. You're searching for it to destroy it. Why would you come to eat it? And if you didn't do that, then you search for Chametz even after Pesach. Because of the concern of Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. And after you do Bedika at the normal time, if you want to leave over a little Chametz to have for breakfast on Erev Pesach, you have to make sure to put it in a secure place so that it doesn't get scattered, and you're not going to have to do bedikah all over again. And in Mishnah Daled, we learned to machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda about what the latest time to eat chametz is on Erev Pesach, and when you're supposed to destroy the chametz. The Meir holds you can eat chametz throughout the fifth hour, and you burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you can only eat chametz throughout the fourth hour. During the fifth hour, you don't do anything with it. It's just hanging in the balance. And in the sixth hour, at the beginning of the sixth hour, is when you actually burn the chametz. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav.